Pentagon's already signaled its intent to move its massive enterprise email service to a privately operated, commercially based cloud environment. This week, DOD kicks off the planning process officially for a procurement that will affect more than 1.5 million users. More from Federal News Radio DOD reporter Jared Serbu.
On Wednesday afternoon, the Defense Information Systems Agency released a request for information regarding an eventual Defense Enterprise Email 2.0, responding to directions from DOD CIO Terry Halverson to transition the government-operated service to a commercial one. DISA is a long way away from developing an actual acquisition strategy, but the project would be a massive undertaking for whoever gets the job. The current version of Enterprise Email, which DISA rolled out with the Army as its primary customer in 2011, serves 1.6 million users around the world. DOD wants a private sector vendor to be able to support up to 4.5 million users if the other military services and defense agencies come on board. David Bennett is the director of DISA's Implementation and Sustainment Center.
Look, I really don't want to develop it. I really would like to take it as a service offering from somebody, and even to the point of making it open for discussion where the capability is hosted, whether that is in the commercial cloud or that is in a DISA facility, etc. But our intention is to get out of being the service provider as the developer, if you will, and basically acquire that as a service from industry. The where and the how really become the essence of what we're looking for industry to come back to us and tell us as the most effective way at the lowest cost.
And the Pentagon is already setting aggressive cost reduction targets. This week's RFI told vendors that DOD wants them to provide a global email service for half the price DISA currently charges DOD customers for the government-operated service. Currently, that's about $40 per year per user. The commercial system DOD envisions would only handle unclassified email, but it would need to be able to process various flavors of controlled unclassified information. So the vendor would have to pass DISA's security tests and gain its approval to handle data up to what the agency defined as Impact Level 5 in the Cloud Security Requirements Guide it issued earlier this year. But beyond laying out its basic security requirements and cost objectives, DISA is doing very little at this stage to specify exactly what email system it would like to buy. The RFI asks vendors to describe technologies that could host the email service in either a purely commercial cloud system or one that's operated by a vendor on DOD facilities and inside its security boundaries. And for now, Bennett says the Pentagon wants as few bells and whistles as possible. Simple emailing and calendaring will do just fine.
One of the things we're trying to do as part of defining the requirements is make sure we don't get into requirement creep. And suddenly we're trying to not only provide email, but a kitchen sink, an outdoor bathroom, and everything else you can think of that somebody's going to want. And as you start to deliver an enterprise solution, that always becomes the issue. Everybody wants their unique capability brought into it, and they want to throw in buzzwords like UC, Unified Capabilities, which everybody has their own definition of what UC is. And so we're spending a lot of time, but not an inordinate amount of time, getting to the brass tacks of what do we want as a very simplistic, base level email capability that we can rapidly get on contract and get it out there in the field.
The RFI does telegraph some other basic requirements. Among them, an eventual vendor will need to provide a full-time help desk, assist with the transition from the current version of Enterprise Email, provide records management services, and DOD would also prefer that the new system be available via virtual desktops and mobile devices. The current version of Enterprise Email already allows mobile access to unclassified email for an additional charge, and about 700 users are able to get their classified email on commercial mobile devices. Jack Wilmer, DISA's infrastructure development executive, says DOD would like to continue to expand that capability, even though it does raise some cybersecurity concerns.
Adding mobile to the environment absolutely complicates the equation. It actually does two things. So on one hand, it introduces a whole lot more avenues into your network. So as we're providing the capability to VPN into our network from our mobile devices, all of the endpoints now are, I would just say, beginning to proliferate. So whereas not that many years ago, I had basically one device that was connected into the DoD, and I now have probably three or four. And that's just me. So I think that what you'll see is the number of devices per person likely increasing. And then with that, obviously, comes the vulnerabilities.
Beyond email, DoD wants to avail itself of a wide variety of commercial cloud technologies. DoD CIO Terry Halverson told reporters this week that hybrid clouds, involving some technology on the government side, serving as a bridging function to the commodity IT available via cloud service providers, looks promising. Some early candidates for cloud migrations like that could be logistics and supply data. Rob Vietmeyer leads the cloud computing planning effort in the DoD CIO's office.
One area that we're working on right now is with what we're referring to as common services. What we found is that when we've made these initial steps into the commercial cloud environment, that a lot of the foundational capabilities aren't there. So we're looking at how do we extend a lot of those platform type of services that exist in the department, how do we extend those into these commercial cloud environments. So we have efforts working with DISA and across the MilDefs trying to build out the set of services that exist within these commercial environments in sort of this the hybrid fashion.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.